Grace to you and peace from God our Father. The sermon today was presented to me by Pastor Holman to recite at this service. So I'll be doing it similar to his style, I hope. It is currently on Philippians chapter 3. There's perhaps nothing more satisfying than really working hard and achieving your goals. Whatever it is in school, at work, or just something we really want to make or do ourselves or others better. It is fulfilling feeling of accomplishment when we reach our goals. Our second reading today talks about Paul's goal as a follower of Jesus Christ. God chose Paul to be his follower, his apostle to the nations. Through Paul, God brought many to faith in Jesus. God used Paul to be his witness. Now, Paul was once a Pharisee, a religious leader who follows God's law with zeal. Paul tells us he was a persecutor of the church, and he was a terror to the first Christians. Yet, he counted everything as a loss, so that he may gain Christ and be found in him, not having the righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes from faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith. Paul is focused on Christ. He is not distracted, but focused on Christ and all that he does for us. Paul, you could say, was a prime candidate for having guilt. Guilt at not being right. Guilt as going against God's way of faith as founded in Jesus Christ. He persecuted Christ and Christians. His past caused pain to many. What are ways we deal with guilt that we might have? Guilt over sin in our lives. Guilt that lingers. Guilt that hurts. We can numb it. We can deny it. We can punish guilt and make ourselves hurt more. We can minimize guilt and say, it's no big deal. We can redirect guilt and take it out on others and cause more pain. How does God want us to deal with guilt? The guilt of sin in our lives. Confess guilt. Confess it all to God. The power Paul had in his life to live for Jesus every day came from confessing his sins to God and realizing the righteousness of God, his forgiveness in Christ. God made us right in Christ. God made us all right by the death and the resurrection of Christ. God's own Son, our Savior. Jesus died for our guilt and shame and sin. All of it. To save us. To forgive us. And to make us all right with God. Faith is an assurance of things hoped for. The conviction of things not seen. Or as Paul put it in our second reading today, that I may know Jesus Christ and share in his suffering, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible, I may attain the resurrection of the dead. By any means possible, I may attain the resurrection of the dead. This is the goal of Christian life. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We realize this every Good Friday and Easter. Yet, we are pressing on to the final Easter, when just as Jesus is risen from the dead and lives, we too will rise from the dead as the final resurrection. We believe the ending is good. God is good. And God works together all things for the good for those who love God. God will be glorified in all the earth, Jesus will come again in glory. The dead will be risen, and those in Christ will rise and live forever in abundant life. Our God lives. Yet, it's not Easter yet. We still have a few weeks to go. Time to still search and confess our sins and guilt. It's not the final Easter either. Not yet. In faith, we believe Christ will come again. Christ will come to rise us up. But we are still here to struggle and strive for God. We believe that God will succeed. Faith is an assurance of hope for the conviction of things not seen. But that we may have already attained this or made our own. Paul encouraged us to forget what lies behind and to strain forward to what lies ahead, to press on toward the goals of the price of the upward call of Christ, and upward call of God in Christ Jesus. To forget what lies behind and to press on ahead. But Paul tells us our goal is that upward call, meaning the final resurrection. Life everlasting with Christ, being found in Christ, in his righteousness being in Christ, and now being with Christ each and every day. Remember, faith is assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. We haven't attained glory and ultimate happiness yet. We see it here is full of many distractions. There are so many distractions that keeps our eyes from looking here, there, and everywhere instead of looking at God. I can list some of the distractions of the pings of text, the need to pick up that screen, brunch, sport, family, work, and all the thrills and ills of society. Someone once asked me, "What do you think is the greatest threat to Christians in our culture today?" Sure, there are many things. There's evil in the world, the evil of sin and the devil. But I zero in on one and said, distraction. So many distractions. So many things and needs and pressing concerns that keeps us away from being focused on God. Our phones will monitor and tell us how many times we check them each day. So let's monitor how many times our attention mention God each day. I'm sure we can do better on this. I'm matching our plans with God's plan to save and bless our distracted and fallen world. We can work here and now to make things sure we keep our focus on the promises of God in Christ Jesus. Christ, it is with us and always in life, in death, in the life of the world to come. Death is not the last word. Life is. Christ is risen. That by any means possible, we would attain the resurrection of the dead. This is our goal. The upward prize in Jesus Christ. Now we strain toward it, as Paul tells us in the second reading today. To know Christ Jesus, how much he loves us, giving everything for us, his death, his life, his resurrection, our promises of life without end, his power, his presence, his wisdom, his surpassing peace for every day of our lives. God has impressed upon us forgiveness and life everlasting in and through Jesus Christ. Pray, press on in this faith in Christ, straining to see the promise and happiness which awaits us, so that our attention would focus on God and his forgiveness in Christ each and every day. Amen.